So what's it like to feel the symptoms of COVID-19 coming on and then survive the ride? KCBS reporter Holly Kwan talked with a now healthy man who is still shaking off the after effects of being one of the earliest cases.
Adam Loudermilk is in his early 40s with slight asthma, but other than that, no huge underlying issues. He's a musician, so he was playing in clubs alongside artists who were touring in infected regions. In early March, he started getting overwhelmingly tired sweeping up or changing the cat's litter box. Then he lost his sense of smell, and a tickle in his throat turned into a cough.
I would say, yeah, the fatigue, the dry cough, and the fever, and there was kind of this pressure headache through the whole thing, too, that was unlike, it was similar to like a sinus headache, but it felt more like in your whole head as opposed to just where your sinuses are.
And at some point, would you have mistaken this for just some kind of really bad flu or really bad cold if you didn't know?
Initially, maybe, but once the shortness of breath set in, for me, it was very obvious. I was like, this is different. This is something else.
Both he and his girlfriend tested positive, but neither one's sick enough to be hospitalized, so they got sent home to ride it out. It wasn't the worst illness he's ever fought, but he did need help, and that's his advice.
Do everything you can to try not to catch it, obviously, but have a friend or a neighbor or someone in your community. I like kind of make a contract ahead of time, like, you know, if you get it, I'll take care of you. If we get it, you take care of us, kind of thing. Because we had friends here who could do things like drop by bread and toilet paper and soup and things when we were too tired to really want to cook for ourselves and stuff. And we ran out of guaifenesin. Guaifenesin was crucial in keeping our chest congestion cleared for the latter part where pneumonia has a potential to set in. And we ran out, and because both of us were sick and using this one bottle, and our friends were able to drop by some more for us.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.